This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 4. The prosperity of Job. Our reading comes from Job chapter 42. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Keren-Happuch. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation. Not many years ago, Marxist communist revolutionaries in Latin America tried to make the Bible support their own hatred of the wealthy. But the prosperity of Job and the other patriarchs in the Bible was a rock on which their theories crashed and sank. Satan tried to cast doubt on Job's motives, saying that Job was a faithful servant of God only because God made him prosperous. But God said there was no one on earth like him, blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And when God allowed Job to go through some tough times, God was proved right. Job remained faithful to God, no matter what terrible trials he had to endure. In his misery, Job was visited by 3 friends who aimed to help him. But they ended up accusing him, saying that his suffering had to be a result of some sin he had done. Why else would God afflict a man, they reasoned. But Job was not suffering because of some sin, as the book of Job makes clear. In some situations in this broken world, the mystery of suffering remains hidden in God's inscrutable plan. But we can trust Him. We may be blessed with wealth and prosperity, or challenged with suffering and poverty. The main thing is to be faithful to God and share His love with others, whatever the circumstances. For God is faithful and keeps His promises. Pray with me. We thank You, Lord, for all the good You give us. Help us to be faithful and to share Your love and blessings with others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.